Good morning, 7:35 here on the Mighty 690. Mixing things up just a little bit because normally we have Chris Crane here, but she is coming up next. We're squeezing some special guests in, though. We have some of the trick riders from the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. We're joined by Summer Boyd and Madison Shala. Good morning, ladies. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good. Thanks for having us.
Hey, it's fantastic to have you in studio, and it's super exciting because we got to see you last night at the rodeo. And boy, I mean, that is impressive. Just super fun. I've haven't seen a lot of trick riding at some of the rodeos I've been to before, so really cool to have that. And so I'm really tickled that you took the time and accepted our invitation to come in here in studio this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, it's where are, first of all, I remember they were listing off where everyone was from last night, but where are you from here, and how did you come to the rodeo this
I'm
week?
I'm from Lovington, New Mexico, which is kind of the southeast corner, and Madison.
I'm from western Oklahoma, so Weatherford area.
Okay, so yeah, you're a little bit closer.
Yes, a little closer.
To the area. So, well, that is awesome. Well, we're really glad to have you here in Coffeyville. And have you been to the Interstate Fair and Rodeo before?
I have 2 years ago.
Okay. So
no, I've never been here.
So you're new. Okay. So how did you get in? Like, does someone invite you here? Do you find out about, is it kind of work like a gig? How does this whole thing work?
Yeah. So all rodeos are a little bit different, but they have committees and stock contractors. And they, if they're going to have a specialty act, then they open it up for bids. So we bid rodeos, but sometimes we find out through somebody else that can't come, then they tell us about it and say, you know, you might put in a bid here, that sort of thing. And then they either accept your bid or they decide they're doing something different.
Sure. So, well, why don't you just maybe in a nutshell for the folks who might not be familiar with trick riding, tell us a little bit about what it is.
Okay, so it's like, we call it gymnastics on horseback, and you'll see us hanging upside down, standing up. Her little girls, they do the hardest tricks that we do, too, and they're tiny. They're half our size, and they do it on big horses and little horses.
Oh, I was really impressed with that. I mean, you had, a five-year-old out there?
Yes, sir.
I don't know what I was doing at five, but it was nothing near that.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, so one of the tricks she did last night is called the Stroud Layout, and it's, you have to be real strong to do it. It's super hard. And she literally learned to do the Stroud at a run faster than I taught her to write her ABCs. So I always tell people, like, it's not like they're just, like, not children in other areas, because they are. It's just something they're really driven about. Both of them are real focused with it.
Well, that's great. And I mean, if they get that obviously kind of love from an early age, obviously it helps to grow up around it. But I mean, my goodness, it's just it's something that I think is really unique. And I'm sure, you know, there's definitely a lot of training that goes into it. Do you have several different horses that you do this with, or how does the livestock component work into it?
We all kind of try to have a backup. It's hard sometimes because your horses get hurt. You have to try one you haven't tried yet. And so, yeah.
Well, and you have special saddles, too, don't you?
We do. Yeah, they have a more solid tree in them, and then a real tall, thin horn, whereas, like, a stock saddle has a bigger, you know, chunkier, short horn. And then the back of the saddle, the cannel, like in a Western saddle, comes up higher because it's meant to hold you in. You know, there's swells in the front. Whereas a trick saddle, it's pretty much flat across it, except for that tall horn, and then it's got two handles that are attached to the back called croupers, and they're for just different tricks and things like that. But it's modified because it is meant to have you support all your weight in one stirrup or hanging off the side and not break.
Oh yeah, I mean, because you're hooking a foot and leaning all the way over,
yes,
touching the ground on the other side. I mean, it's just there's all sorts of different things y'all are doing out there. And I mean, I know that's going to take, I'm sure, quite a bit of practice. And too, I mean, you're working with an animal here, so getting that animal to do what you want is a whole nother component to it.
It is, to get on board, yeah, that they have a mind of their own, and they learn really fast that you can't get a hold to the reins and correct them. They learn really quick, like, you're in a trick, you're either holding on with both hands, or you can't reach them, so you kind of find out what you're dealing with. Like, if you have a horse that's honest, that's like, I like this, I'm going to take care of you, or if you have one that's kind of like, yeah, I'm just going to cheat you now that I know you can't help me.
Well, too, yeah, from my perspective, it's almost like the horse is kind of on autopilot because you can't do those normal inputs to, you know, tell where to go. It's going to have to go follow the, you know, ring
100%,
around.
100%, yes.
And too, the other thing I wonder about is, okay, you know, there's crowds involved here. Obviously, you try to get the horse used to the ring, but there's always the different variables with that.
Yeah, no, that's super insightful for you, because we always talk about that. I tell my girls, like, just because you can do it at home in practice doesn't mean you're ready to perform it, because you don't know if there's some little kid at the end of the arena throwing an umbrella up in the air that your horse is going to see.
Yeah.
Like, I need to know that even if your horse spooks, that you're going to be okay in that, and then we can take it on the road.
Well, sure, yeah, you never know. I mean, just like any dog, I mean, or any animal, that is. I'm thinking about my dog and, you know, trying to expose him to all sorts of stuff. One time he saw a sousaphone, and I'm like, and he freaked out about that, but it's like, I'm not have a sousaphone to show.
You prepared for that at home.
Exactly. So, you know, horses are similar in many ways. You know, they're going to be flighty on a lot of that sort of thing. So, is this kind of your full-time gig here? Do you have other jobs that you do? What does the rest of your life look like?
So it kind of slows down after the summer a little bit, and this is our job in the summer. So in the winter, I try and get a little side job or something, but this is our main job.
That's wild. That's great. I mean, it's such an interesting lifestyle, as you know, you've got the rodeo component, which is, you know, there's a lot of predominantly male on so many of those events, but this is one of those things. Have you done any other rodeo events, any other women's events?
Well, we do mostly rodeos, but I got to perform for Reba McEntire a month ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Yes.
She also runs barrels in the rodeo.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask you if you do, you know, barrel racing or anything like that.
Yeah, she does barrels also, and this is it for us.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And my girls, if they grow up and they want to do another rodeo event, I mean, that's fine with us. I hadn't really planned on them being trick riders either, so it just kind of evolved naturally. So if they evolve into something else, then that's okay too.
Well, it's neat that they kind of got to follow their interests and that sort of thing. Now, as far as, I mean, obviously, you know, barrel racing horses are very specific. Are these horses specific for trick riding, or did you just start them out with that? Like, how do you pick the horse for this?
You don't really find a trick horse like for sale usually, you know, so you pretty much have to make your own. And we ranch, so our horses have to do other jobs too, but I think that's good for them even mentally to have other things outside the arena that they go do and think about and help them be more well-rounded. But yeah, we just kind of pick them based on their personality, how tolerant they are. Like I said, it's super important that they like you. My little girl actually yesterday at practice was standing on her pony, and he stumbled and fell all the way down with her and, you know, flipped over, the saddle went over. And then as he got up, he just stood right there beside her. So rather than taking off, and he is a little spooky anyway, but that, I told her, I said, that's a testament to how much time you've spent to him. And that he likes you. He knew that wasn't right, and he wouldn't, you know, he didn't want to hurt you. So those characteristics are as important as anything. And then, of course, we want him to be pretty and fast.
Yes.
Well, that's right. So what's coming up for tonight? You're going to be performing again, right?
Yes, sir. We'll be there again tonight. Rodeo starts at 7:30.
Okay. Well, this is, it's always good to, you know, how they have everything stacked, and, you know, it's nice to break things up, you know, with the mutton busting and with y'all. I mean, it's a really good pace, and I mean, you got some very professional announcers out there that they have a real fun time. And I mean, it's just a great show.
Thank you so much.
So I'll encourage everyone to come out. We will have some tickets later in the program for the rodeo. So your chance, you might not even have to pay for it if you're a lucky winner here later. So lady, thank you so much for coming on, and I look forward to seeing you again tonight. It's going to be another great show.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies. That's Summer Boyd and Madison Shala here on the Mighty 690. And we will be right back in a couple moments. Chris Crane has her Native American Fellowship update. That is coming up here on KGGF.